Friday, 25th September. A roundup of local, regional, and international news headlines. In an interview with CNN yesterday, Robert Mugabe denied that Zimbabwe is in economic shambles, saying it grew enough food last year to feed all its people, and defended policies that have driven white farmers off their land as properly restoring that land to indigenous Africans. "The land reform is the best thing that could have ever happened to an African country," said Mugabe. "It has to do with national sovereignty." Meanwhile, Erie News Service says that a comprehensive land audit to establish who owns what, after almost a decade of often chaotic land transfers in Zimbabwe, is being stalled by a lack of money. The National Constitutional Assembly has dismissed the recent reorganization of the constitutional revision process as window dressing that fails to address its fundamental objections to the formerly parliamentary-led process, according to Voice of America. According to an MDC statement, police details from the Law and Order section are looking for MDC Director of Security Chris Dlamini for questioning. Dlamini last month presented a dossier of murdered MDC victims of violence to the Attorney General's office. The AG's office has not taken any action on the alleged perpetrators of violence, despite the fact that some of the culprits are known and police reports were made. Reuters reports that riot police prevented shareholders of one of Zimbabwe's largest companies from gathering after a judge issued an order postponing the meeting for 2 weeks. Dozens of executives in business suits had to disperse yesterday from the planned Kingdom Meekles meeting. Meekles executives are demanding the ouster of Chief Executive Chanakira, who has refused to quit. AFP News Agency says that Zimbabwe on Thursday reported new progress in its fight against AIDS, saying its HIV infection rate had declined to 13.7% of youths and adults from an estimated 14.1% last year. However, the reasons for this decline are unclear. Are fewer people being infected, or are those who are infected dying or leaving the country? Meanwhile, Health Minister Henry Madzorera said the rate was still too high, calling for concerted efforts to push the rate down into single digits. Last week, MISA Zimbabwe, in conjunction with the United States Embassy Public Affairs Section, held a public discussion on the need for the government of Zimbabwe to facilitate the development of community radio stations in the country. The discussion is part of the MISA Zimbabwe's Free the Airwaves campaign, which is aimed at ending ZBC's monopoly in the broadcasting sector. A U.S. airline has been criticized by environmental campaigners for flying empty planes across the Atlantic to be disinfected. Delta Airlines has admitted to ghost flights from the U.S. to Heathrow to meet Australian quarantine rules. Venezuela is struggling to solve its worst crime problem, the police. According to The Guardian Weekly, trigger-happy police officers kill over 900 people a year. The government has recently introduced human rights training workshops for the police. Schoolboy football is meant to be fun. But for Premier League scouts in England identifying youthful promise, and the parents seeking comfortable retirements, it has long been a serious business. Promising boys can be offered £5,000 a week when they sign their first professional contract at 18 years of age.